You gotta drink more water. I mean, I don't know how often I could say this, but you just gotta drink water. This is one of the things that is going to help you with fat loss. Drink more water to lose more weight. Hydrate with more water. Think about it. Your body is 50 to 60% of your body is water, which means your cells are gonna need water to function. Your muscles need water to function. Your blood needs water. Your digestive tract needs water. We need water. And so it's important that we're drinking that water to help replenish our body, help with the digestive tract, help our cells function better. And when all that is happening, when every part of our body is working as it should, guess what happens? You're not carrying that excess weight.
Hi, I'm your host, Rozanne Kamau, a certified nutrition coach with a background in psychology. Here on Hey Sugar Podcast, you will learn how to live a healthy and sustainable lifestyle without dieting. I'll be teaching you practical tips that you can incorporate in your unique lifestyle. I am going to help you break any dieting mindset traps and show you that a healthy and sustainable lifestyle is doable. I'm going to keep it simple and I'm going to keep it real. Now, you see, I was once overweight, I was once medically obese and had a diagnosis of high cholesterol. I've been able to keep my weight off and keep my cholesterol numbers to a healthy range for over the past 15 years. So if you're ready to change your life for good and create a healthy and sustainable lifestyle for yourself, then this is for you. Let's go.
Excited about today's episode. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to be honestly so simple. And I've always felt when things are so simple, that a lot of people don't take them seriously. And for me, I have always said the simpler things are, the easier it is to understand, to digest. And even fat loss is simple. It really is. What makes it hard is what the diet industry, unfortunately, has made us believe it's hard. You know, we can't trust ourselves. We do not have confidence in ourselves, etc. But I want to show you that it is simple. It is doable. If you trust that you can actually do the things that we say, or at least I suggest, or at least that I give you ideas of the things that you should do. So if fat loss is a goal in 2024 and beyond, these are the things that I want you to do. First and foremost, it's all about creating a lifestyle that you can enjoy. That's number one. You must create a lifestyle that you enjoy. Because what is the point of creating a lifestyle that you don't enjoy? That means you're eating foods that you enjoy. That means you're moving your body in a way that you enjoy. You know, if it's about exercising, right now, I currently picked up a Zumba. So I love strength training. I've always loved it. I did more HIIT workouts in my 30s. And later in my 40s, I've picked up more strength training, just a lot more of the strength and focusing on building more muscle. If you do not know, I'm perimenopausal right now. So in 2023, I believe, there was so much going on in my body. And one of the things I did was I walked a lot more. So I even dropped the strength training, but now it's back up again because I think I've been able to understand and I have figured out how to make things work. Anyway. That said, you gotta enjoy life. So I've currently picked up something I love and I enjoy, which is Zumba, fun and fitness. You know, this class that I'm taking, I've taken Zumba with different instructors, but this guy is different because for me, it's the energy that an instructor brings into the class. And you're able to feed off of that energy. And for me, I absolutely love that. The classes are amazing. The ladies that we work out with are high energy ladies. And so that entire experience makes me absolutely love. So it's one of those things that I'd encourage you to do. Do something that you love and you enjoy. So that's the first thing. You've got to love what it is that you're doing. If it's about eating foods, you might as well enjoy your foods. Now, I want to be very clear. You do not want to, you know, there's this, because there's a different mindset that's there that goes YOLO. You know, I only live once, so I'm just going to eat whatever. You know, listen, YOLO, you can do whatever you want to do. But if health is something that's important to you, if being healthy, if having a lean body, you're not carrying excess fat and you're not worrying about lifestyle diseases like high cholesterol, which I had, or diabetes or high blood pressure, those are brought on by lifestyle diseases. So what I'm saying is, whichever foods you're going to be eating and you're deciding to eat, you've got to enjoy them. Otherwise, what's the point? What is the point of just eating whatever you want to eat and not having fun, or eating bird food, or eating foods that you don't enjoy, foods you don't like, there's no point. It's trying to figure what are the foods that you need to eat that are going to help you lose weight, keep it off, not gain excess weight, but still eat in moderation. And for me, it's this whole aspect of eating in balance and moderation. That is something you're going to constantly hear me talk about. Because the more you stay in balance and in moderation, that means you're balancing your meals. They have all the macros. They have carbohydrates, fat, and protein. And you're eating treats in moderation. Listen, there's no reason why you should not lose your weight. So it's all about eating in balance and moderation. And as you're doing this, I also want you to incorporate and think about your own lifestyle. If you have more of an active lifestyle, it means you need to eat a lot more. When I say a lot more, that doesn't mean we're now hogging food. That's not what I mean. It just means you're feeding your body nutrients. You're feeding your body food. You're not starving yourself, because if you are going to the gym, you're working out, or you're running, you need to replenish your body with nutrients. You need to replenish your muscles with glycogen. You need to replenish your body with protein, the amino acids to help build those lean muscle mass. You need your fat, especially as women. We need fat in our bodies, which is great, especially for our sex hormones. We need that also for our joints, etc. So we're really eating in balance. So it's really important that you are eating in balance. That's number one. Number two, you got a purpose to be consistent. And if it's fun, if it's doable, if all these things you're doing are things that you're like, you know what? Yeah, I can see myself living this way. Yeah, I can see myself eating this way. I can see myself doing this movement. I can see myself walking on a regular basis. If it becomes something that you can see yourself doing long term, this is how it becomes consistent. This is how you create that consistency. It becomes hard in the beginning, you know, because in the beginning, what's happening, if especially you haven't maybe created a healthy lifestyle, in the beginning, what you're doing is you're learning. And as you're learning, I want you to imagine you're a child, like a little baby who's learning how to walk. A little baby is learning how to walk. Guess what happens? They fall. And when they fall, what do we do as adults? We clap, we cheer them on. We're like, come on, girl, you're trying. You keep going. So I want you to do the same. Learn to cheer yourself when you fall, because you're going to fall, because you're learning. And anytime you're learning something new, it means you haven't mastered it. And if you haven't mastered it, it means you're going to fall and fail. And actually, that's not failure, by the way. For me, I always see that as learning experience. So you're learning. It's also this aspect. It's almost like you're pushing a boulder up a mountain. The beginning, it might feel heavy. It might feel heavy, but the more consistent you become, it's going to be so much easier. Like that boulder at some point will just automatically move on its own. So do not give up, because a lot of people tend to give up in the beginning. And that's why I really want you to lean in and get into that muscle where you're going to be able to be as consistent as you can. If fat loss is a goal, I want you then to consider sleep as something that you are going to take seriously. Lack of sleep is not a badge of honor. It is not a badge of honor that you're working too many hours, you're busy, you're constantly busy. And listen, I've only slept 3 hours, 4 hours. I'll give you this story. I'm actually going to give you two stories. One, it was many, many years ago. My husband, I remember, was in graduate school. We had a coffee business we were working on. And that guy never used to sleep. I mean, he'd sleep 3 to 4 hours. And he constantly had this. And so by the way, that time I'd started, it was many years ago. So I'd already gotten into this industry. So I knew he was eating well. He was drinking well. But the one thing that I knew he wasn't doing, he wasn't sleeping well. And I kept telling him, honey, you need to sleep. Anyway, what happened was he started getting this cold. It's almost like he would get a cold, but it wouldn't fully manifest itself as a cold. And so he would consistently feel like, you know, he has, I feel like I have a cold, but it's not fully coming on. And that went on for a couple of months. And so he finally decided, you know what, let me go to the doctors, get myself checked out. And the doctors ran all this battery of tests and everything came out fine. But as he was asking him questions, the doctor asked him, how many hours are you sleeping? And so he says, however many hours, he says, now he says, when I say 3 to 4, I'm exaggerating. He says he slept more like 5 to 6. I was like, no, dude, you did not sleep 5 to 6 hours. It was 3 to 4 hours. Okay. Anyway, the doctor told him, sleep longer. And if the cold continues on, you come back, we'll do more tests. Do you know, Kamau just started sleeping longer and he had no more issues. The cold disappeared. because of lack of sleep, y'all. If I tell you how powerful sleep is, now let me give you my story. So 2020, y'all know what was going on in 2020. I wasn't sleeping, but I attributed it at that moment to what was going on in the world. 2021, your girl still wasn't sleeping. And I remember I went to see a doctor because I remember telling him, I am just noticing I am gaining some weight in my midsection, just that midsection only, not anywhere, nowhere else, midsection. And so when I went to see him, he asked me how old I was. And I was like, I think it was 46 at that time. I was like 46, 47. Yeah. And he said, that is a classic symptom of hopping into perimenopause. And as soon as he said that, it just made sense. Because I was exercising, you guys. I was eating right. I was drinking. And as soon as he said that, like, you know, it's almost like things just go and everything clicks in your mind and things just make sense. That's exactly what happened to me. And so I had to decide to sleep. In fact, I did an entire email on sleep. In fact, if that's something you guys do, would you want me to talk about sleep like much more extended? Let me know in the comments below if that's something you'd be interested to hear my experience and what sleep does, etc. Because I did an email on sleep. And are you on my email list? If you're not on my email list, let me know and I will add you on the email list so you can sign up on the email list below. Because that email resonated with so many people. It was actually one of our highest, I would say, open rates, or not only just open rates, but even response rates, like ladies just responding back and letting me know the struggles that they were going through with sleep and social media, etc. If that's something you'd want me to do, by the way, let me know below and I can record an entire podcast on that. Anyway, so sleep is critical and it's important. So I decided to finally sleep. It took me a couple of months, by the way, to really shut down. And once I was able to sleep, I began to notice that shift in my body. And part of what I did was because when you're not sleeping, what your body believes or perceives to be going on is it perceives you're going under threat. You're going through stress. And so what it does to help balance you out is it releases a hormone known as cortisol. Now, when cortisol is released in excess, it's going to store that mid-belly fat. Cortisol is great because it's good for it to be released in the morning, but it should shut down in the evening when you're going to sleep. And in the morning, it should be released in the body to help you get moving and get going. But if your body is constantly pumping out cortisol, it messes up other hormones like insulin, and mine was affected as well. And so I can share that on a different podcast if that's something you'd want me to do. But sleep is so paramount. In fact, when you're wanting to become healthy, the one thing you absolutely must do, it's actually the fountain of health, is sleep. Lack of it is going to cause a lot of, a myriad of issues, belly fat being one of them, but mostly that imbalance of the hormones. So please make sure that you're sleeping at least 6 to 8 hours every single night, okay? The next one, you got to drink more water. I don't know how often I could say this, but you just got to drink water. This is one of the things that is going to help you with fat loss. Drink more water to lose more weight. Hydrate with more water. Think about it. Your body is 50 to 60% of your body is water, which means your cells are going to need water to function. Your muscles need water to function. Your blood needs water. Your digestive tract needs water. We need water. And so it's important that we're drinking that water to help replenish our body, help with the digestive tract, help our cells function better. And when all that is happening, when every part of our body is working as it should, guess what happens? You're not carrying that excess weight. So we want you to drink enough water. So how much water should you be drinking? Take your weight in pounds, divide that by 2, and whatever you're going to get, that's the amount of water you should be drinking in ounces. So let's assume you are 150 pounds. Divide that by 2, you are going to get 75 ounces. Yanni, why did I have to pick 150? Why not pick 160, which is an easier mathematical equation for Roseanne to do? It's much more easier. 160 divided by 2, 80 ounces. Okay, there we go. Math done, completed, but you get the idea. If your weight is in kilos, take your weight in kilos, divide by 30, and then that's how much in liters you should be drinking. Okay, so there's a formula that I've given you to make sure that you're also drinking enough water. So water, water, water. Now, a lot of people, one question, like, hey, Rosanne, I don't like the taste of water, etc. Can you do sparkling water? Sure, absolutely. Can you add flavors? Yes, please do so. Add your lemon water. Add citrus fruits in there. Add mint, basil, whatever it is to make it more palatable. But drink your water. Herbal teas are great in the evening. A lot of water and just a little bit dip of some herbs in there. Okay. The next I want you to do is I want you to stay in a posture of gratefulness. Listen, what does that have to do with weight loss? It has everything to do with weight loss. Let me tell you how. I want you to imagine if you're carrying the weight and heaviness of just being angry and upset and fearful in life. What I have realized is anytime we are carrying a posture, and this is the way you set your mind, to be thankful, to be grateful, to be nice, to notice the good things that are happening in life, not just in your life, but other people's lives. When you begin to do that, you're also beginning to notice what's happening on the inside of you. Because for a lot of us who've gained excess weight, how many of you have judged yourself, have spoken negatively about your body, spoken negatively about who you've become after having babies, having stretch marks, and all you see is all the wrong, and I put wrong in quotes, things with you. But if you begin to change those stories and start saying, man, this body was able to carry two babies. I love that I have these stretch marks because for me, they are a beautiful mark of being a mom and my body being able to carry two healthy babies. Begin to change those narratives and those stories. You're grateful that, in fact, you can afford to eat food. Instead of not eating food, you know, instead of looking at, oh my God, what should I be eating? Be grateful. My goodness, I actually have an opportunity. I have an abundance to choose from. Be grateful that you have a family and a relationship with your family, your husband, your kids. Like if you carry that posture of gratefulness, what you're going to notice is there's a lightness that comes in on the inside of you. Things are not heavy. We're not taking life seriously. Me, I'm one of those who believes life should be fun. It should be easy. It should be enjoyable. And when we say life is hard, and it can be hard, I want to be clear, it can be hard. But hard means we're figuring things out. Hard means we can do hard things. That's all that means. But we have carried that posture of gratefulness because it helps us remove the heavy loads that we carry or we put on ourselves, whether it was from our parents, speaking negatively about us, but now looking and saying, you know what, my mom probably was going through her own issues. Or my grandma was going through her own issues when she was calling me all these things. So I want you to begin to just change the stories and the narratives. It's going to feel lighter. It really will. But also I want to be clear. If you're going through some difficult issues, those hard issues that, you know, for some of us, we've gone through, whether it's trauma or whether it's abuse, whatever it is, please see somebody. Because I also don't want to I don't want this to look like I'm just lightening the issue or just be positive. No, no, no. Go see someone to help you if you're going through or if you've gone through some issues which are really hard to sort of, you've been trying to get away from them and it's just hard to see the positivity and to stay in a state of gratitude, yet you have this heavy load that you're carrying. Go speak to someone who can help you with that, okay? The next is, it's so important to set boundaries. Sis, let me tell you, girl, there's nothing more important than setting those boundaries. I'll tell you again and again and again. This is going to be one of the things that's going to bring so much life into your life. Because what you're doing is you're being very clear on what you're going to accept into your life. You're being very clear on what you're going to tolerate. You're being very clear on what you're allowing, the energy you're allowing to come into you. You're just being clear on the things you want and the things that you don't want. That's all a boundary is. A boundary is yes to this and a no to that. And we're standing firm with that. Now, for someone who's a people pleaser, or for someone who's always had a hard time saying no, especially us as women who are conditioned to be people pleasers, to say yes, to serve other people, this can be hard in the beginning. But I want you to begin to practice saying no, literally with the smallest of activities. Say no to your child, which can also be a big one. Say no to your husband. Say no to your sister. Say no to your boss. Just begin to practice saying no, especially when you know that you're being pushed to a corner, especially when you know that these guys are completely running all over you and they're running your life. Because you know there are kids who run our lives, right? You know there are husbands who run our lives. You know there are bosses who run your life. You know all those things. You got to practice to start, you know. So I want you to learn how to set boundaries. And the reason why all these are important, by the way, is because I recognize if you're not able to set these boundaries and you're not able to say no, what happens for majority of the women that I know I work with is we now end up using food because someone has violated our own boundary. Something that we value deeply has been violated. We feel bad about it. We're not talking about it. We're not doing anything about it. But guess what we're doing? We're going to get food. And now 2024 is going to be different and beyond. We're not going to reach for food to help us deal with our emotions. Instead, we're going to face the issues that we're dealing with or we've been pushing in the corner and decide we are going to work on those issues once and for all. Okay? So girl, we're going to set boundaries. Now, the other one is it's this whole aspect of pivoting and it's this whole aspect of doing something different. I've always been this proponent of trying something for some time. And if it doesn't work, change strategy. If you're trying to lose weight, I've always said it's so important that you work with one person or if you're doing a program, work with that one program. At least give it a good 12 weeks, 3 months where you're just doing that. You're not combining other strategies, just following that thing and see if it works for you. If it works for you, then double down on it. It means this is what you need to do. If it doesn't work for you, pivot and look for something different. Look for something that could work for you, that you could be sustainable. But what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to give up, which is what a lot of people tend to do. Instead of giving up, say, I am pivoting and I'm looking for something different to do and I'm looking for another way to do this thing. If it's if for you it's working with a coach, I'm looking for a different coach to work with. If it's a program that you're wanting that's sustainable, I'm looking for something sustainable and then work it for at least 12 weeks. If it's working, boom, girl, you found your thing. Keep at it. And how are you going to know? How are you going to know if it's going to work? Let me tell you how you're going to know if it's going to work or not going to work. In the very beginning, you will look at the program and you will just know. Imagine you will just know. You'll be like, this one, I can't hack. This one, I don't see myself doing this long enough. Like, you'll just know. There's that intuitive part of us that knows whether things are going to work or not work. So I encourage you strongly to listen to your own intuition. And then finally, I want you to put God first. For me, it's really important to have that anchor, that person who guides you, who grounds you. And for me, it's God. And so it's important that you're good at putting God first in everything that you're doing. Someone who is you're leaning onto, someone that you are seeking guidance from, someone that you are communicating with on a regular basis. If you find this is an area you've struggled in, you're communicating with him on a regular basis and you're asking, hey, God, I need your help in this. I need you to show me, connect me, bring the people who are going to help me, put me out there, make me uncomfortable in situations which will help me grow. But help me, God, and show me the way to go because he always does and he always will. So put God first in everything. And finally, just repeat. Repeat all those things. If you need to re-listen to this podcast again, re-listen again, because I promise you, if you begin to apply these things, it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be complicated. It's not this whole aspect of counting calories and measuring foods. That stuff is gonna, I know so many women that I've worked with, it just messes up with their mind and their heads. And it's like, man, can it be any simpler? I'm here to tell you, yes, it can be. Yes, it can be. It will take some time, but I want you to do the work. I want you to be determined because I know you can. And if you want to make 2024 and beyond a better year, please focus on doing those things that I've shared with you. And if there's anything else you'd like to add, please go ahead and add below in the comments. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for trusting me to help you and coach you through this. I appreciate you joining this podcast. Please subscribe, share, ask a friend, share it with a friend. Tell them to come and learn here. Well, we're going to be talking all things mindset, all things nutrition, all things movement, and creating that healthy and sustainable lifestyle. As always, remember, you've got one life, you've got one body, and I want you to treasure it.